They will not keep the Torah. They will not. They reject Torah. They refuse Torah. Do they not? And yet they say they please Yah. They're liars. He tells us what pleases Him. We keep the mitzvah of Yah. We keep the mitzvah. We keep the statutes. What are statutes? They are principles of Yah that show you the limitations, how far to go, what not to do, because there are consequences when you do go beyond that. Well, I don't believe that, then you're a fool. Even the natural law teaches you that. Even your natural body teaches you that. Have you ever been out there walking and all of a sudden you say, boy, I better slow down. And although you want to press it, you say, but still, I understand I want to press it. But let me slow down just a little bit. Hallelujah. You never done that? That's a natural Torah there, isn't it? And so, yeah, you know, and then when you obey that signal, you can sense that. And then it brings some kind of relief to you. It brings some kind of comfort to you. So that's what pleases you. Not because we run to these whorehouses on their pagan Sunday. Yeah? Not because they gather today on the Shabbat. We must keep the mitzvah. Not a mitzvah, but the mitzvah of Yah. All of them. All of them. Not partial. We must keep all of them. So if anyone say that they know Him and love Him, and don't do that, and they're pleasing Him, they're liars. Well, I do all things to please Him. You're a liar. He tells us how we must please Him. He said, if you do that, I will not allow these diseases to come upon you. Now, the mind today, it is full of diseases. It is a filthy incubator of every kind of vile, filthy spirit there is. You ask yourself this question. What things that course your mind? What things you allow to penetrate your thought? What do you think on? I had a brother to write me this morning. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, there was something on my job. I don't know if it was naked, lewd, pornography. I don't know. But anyway, it had to be something that attracted his eyes. And he said that I wasn't going to look at that again. But I went back again to observe it, to watch it. And the sense of Yah's conviction fell upon me. And I'm free from that. So don't tell me that we can do things that are sensual and fleshly and say we're pleasing Yah. And that is what this religious whore has done. She has taught them opposite of what Yah commands. He said that this is what pleases me. You keep my mitzvah. You remember my Shabbat. You don't become part of this paganism, this pagan worship, this form of religious practice. Don't become a part of that. Let my Torah be the frontlets of your eyes. Let what I say to you, you keep focus on that because it leads to the way that leads unto the kingdom of my presence. We've gotten our eyes all contorted and we're trying to have periphery and we're not looking straight ahead. We need to look unto Him. Almighty Yahweh. We're looking unto flesh. Religious acceptance. I don't care who, do not accept me. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. I do not care whether they receive what I say. It makes no difference at all. I will still declare it. I will declare from the book that we hold in our hands. And she is based upon the principles of Yahweh, based upon the principles of David Roberts. So this is what pleases Yah, that we keep all of His chukum, His statutes. And He said, if you do that, I will not put these diseases upon you. We're a sick nation, not just physically, but above all spiritually. This is a sick, depraved, deprived nation. It is full of depravity. And so honor, no regard for Yah. His Torah means nothing. His commands, His teachings are not valuable. And I ask this religious whore today, what did HaMashiach teach from? What did He teach? He did not teach anything new. He taught the life of what was already written. Hallelujah. And those that were the true seed, the remnant of Israel, they heard Him. And the ones that were not, they did not. He said they were among us. And they went out from among us because they were not of Yah. They didn't belong to Him. And so you're trying to make your sons and daughters belong to Him, but they don't belong to Him. You hardly belong to Him.
But a man belongs to Yah, he hears what Yahweh says. The most important thing in his life is what Yah says. Not what his own carnal of mind says, but what Yah says. But it will kill me. Precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his Kedushim, his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I am Yahweh Rapha, I'm the one that heals. I'm the Yah. The only one that heals. No one can heal but Yah. There's no healing in the medicine and whatsoever. The healing is in the hand of Yah. And Yahshua is the right hand. That's what he extended, his right hand. When a man greets a man with honor to show him there's nothing there, he extends his right hand. And that's what Yah did. He said he is. He extended his right hand. He has no ulterior motive. We got a purpose for Israel, and I'm glad he does. Hallelujah. I'm glad he does. We have an assurance of our Abba. But there is a condition. It says in Shemot 20th chapter, verse 6. There's a condition. In Shemot, Exodus 26. Yahweh, he showing mercy, Hasid, his love, his kindness. He showed mercies, his Hasid, his faithfulness, his kindness, to thousands of them that love him. Do you hear that? See, that's who he shows his mercies to his Hasid. He shows it to them that love him and Shema his what? That Shema his mitzvah. That's who he shows mercy to. He shows mercy and showing mercies, his Hasid, to thousands of them that love me. Now we must establish what and how we know we love him. How can a man say he love Yahweh unless it's based upon scripture? It's not based upon your feelings. It's not based upon your emotions. It's not based upon mom's traditions or dad's. It's based upon our Abba instruction. So he shows mercy unto those. He shows his faithfulness, his hasid unto them that keep, that love him and that shema or keep his mitzvah. Now that is who he shows his faithfulness to. This wicked generation that loves trinkets more than they love truth, Yah's not showing any mercies, his hasid, to this generation. You can say what you want to. It's either that their laws have bypassed this truth, and this is a lie, and they are full of truth, and Yahweh is a lie, or it's either they are liars, and this is the truth. He shows mercy, his hasid, unto thousands. What thousands, Yah? Who are the ones that you show it to? Those that love him, and those that keep his mitzvah, the Shema. And he has to show us and tell us what this love is and how we know that we are walking in this. Turn quickly to Yochanan, chapter 15, John 15, at verse 10. John 15:10. Yochanan. HaMashiach says, If you keep my mitzvah, you shall abide in my ahava. Now, if you keep the mitzvah, he said, if you keep the instructions that I speak unto you, he said, you shall abide in my ahava. Even as I have shema kept my what? Abba's what? So he kept someone's mitzvah, and I abide or I stay in his love. So what mitzvah, what commandments, what instructions, what Torah could he teach but the one that it came from his Abba? He did not teach this damned of a Baptist lie. He says it simply. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide or I stay in his love. Is that simple? Is that simple? You don't need to add anything to that. Even a fool can understand that. So tell me your mitzvah. Tell me what you're teaching me, HaMashiach. Well, the thing that I've kept on my Abba. I'm teaching you what my Abba told me to teach you. I'm showing you what pleased him. And so because I keep what he commanded me, I know I abide in his love. And if you keep what I command you, this testimony, that I abided in the love of Yah, then you will abide in the love of Yah, and you will love him. Don't give me this damn lie and say you love him when you don't keep this mitzvah. We've been ignorant in the time past, and Yah wait. But it's now time for us to rise in the testimony and the strength of Yahshua. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy. I don't care if it's your daughter, your son. It means nothing. It means nothing. He said, if you keep my commandments, my mitzvah, then you shall abide in my love. His love was a love for the Abba, wasn't it? Was not his love, his Ahava, a love for the Abba? That's who he loved, didn't he? He loved the Abba. He said, as I have kept my Abba's mitzvah, and I abide in his love. So he came to give us this pure love of Yah. And we know we have it when we abide in his commandment. I don't care what you say. That means nothing. I don't care if you say, oh, I love the Lord. I love God. Well, you can say what you want. I love God. You may love your God, but you don't even love him. Because you're not faithful in that. But HaMashiach tells us here, if you keep my mitzvah, you shall abide in my ahava, my love, the purity, the sincerity of Yah. Even as I have kept, I have shema my Abba's mitzvah, and I abide and stay in who? His ahava. So the ahava of HaMashiach was the ahava of Yahweh, for Yah so loved. So he did not come with some new form of mitzvah. He did not change the Shabbat unto this pagan damnable Sunday. That's a lie from hell. That's this bohemia, this religious spirit, this dragon power. And religion rules the world today, doesn't it? Don't tell me the Shihads and the Kurds and the Sunnis, the orthodoxy and the unorthodoxy of Israel, of Islam, of Christianity. Don't tell me they don't rule the world. And they have one common theme, one common centrality that they all meet on. And they meet on a mutual moral value of moral disciplines. And they all have one God. And he is the God of this world. Shaitan, their minds are blind from the power of the testimony of HaMashiach. Shaul said, if this message of this hope be hidden from you, it's because the God of this world has blinded your mind. At least the power of this truth shine through, and that you might be Yahshua. Yeah. So they all can meet in that central place. Allah Akbar. Well, God. Gods. Goddess. But they don't know Yah. The God of the Baptists is different. The God of the black Baptist is different than the God of the white Baptist. The God of the white Episcopalian is different than the God of the black Episcopalian. But the Abba of Israel is the Abba to Israel. Hallelujah. And the Kolura of Israel is like the coat of Yosef, from one extreme of one shade. From the lightest to the darkest. From the pinkish of skin flack complexion to the boldness of the blackness of assertiveness. Sure does. It ranges from the spectrum. Sure does. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy it. Buy the truth and sell it. Now buy the Torah. Don't sell the Torah because of your kinfolks. Well, that's not the way to go, and these fools don't even know the way. Even the way they walk in is full of stupidity and folly and sinfulness. They have no commitment even in their way. So if we keep the mitzvah, keep the instructions, the commands that HaMashiach taught us, we know that these are the commands of Yah. He could teach us nothing else because he loved his Abba. And he abode, or he lived in the power of the love of Yah. And for us to say we love Yah, he tells us to love him. He will show his chassid, his mercy, unto them that love him, to thousands that love him, and keep his mitzvah. And if a man doesn't keep the mitzvah of Yah, then he doesn't show mercy to him. And we know we love him because we have his mitzvah written in us, and we obey them because the testimony of life, Yahshua have made them alive. And we celebrate them. We take great delight. His moedims, the celebration of the Shabbaton, is so beautiful. Sure is.
I sat there with Brother Allen yesterday as Deacon Biddy and the brothers were going, he and Brother Pat down to the prison. Quite quiet, Brother Dell and his wife and child were gone. It was quite quiet as Brother Allen and I sat and we walked around and looked at the orchard and different things as the Shabbaton began to ebb on us. And we sat there and I said, Brother, I take such great delight in the Shabbat of Yah. I said, so such a shalom here. I love that. I take great comfort in that. See the sun setting. Hallelujah. Just to sit there, their heart filled with great rejoicing. So I'm going to guard the Shabbat. I'm going to preserve it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to serve our labor. I'm not going to try to make money. I'm not going to denounce the moedim of Yah to make a few dollars. I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. Brother wrote me from Texas, said, Pastor Robertson, and job that they have, he worked for Samsung. And he said that they want to offer me another job because I'm having difficulties with my back. Let me show you. But I said to them, I will not take it if I have to work the Shabbat. I must be off the Shabbat, keep the Shabbat of Yah. And so they literally mocked him. And he says this in Manila. He said, Pastor Robert, I'd rather suffer in my back than to denounce the Shabbat of Yah for some earthly gain. He said, I will not do it. I don't care what my back goes through. I will not denounce that. Because what Yah says is right. I like that what he says. Hallelujah. I bless you, my brother. Turn quickly to 1 Yochanan. What is the love of Yah? 1 Yochanan. Chapter 5. Verse 2. Yah says this to us. By this, now this, by now, you understand this is the way. By this, we know that we, Ahava, we love the Binah, the children of Yahweh. We know by this, now listen, we know we love the children of Yahweh. When we love Yahweh and what? Shema his mitzvah. So don't tell me you love me, hypocrites. That's why I say, don't tell me you love me. By this now, will you know that you love the Binah of Yahweh? You will know this, the children of Yah, when you love Yahweh. We know we love Yahweh because we abide in the mitzvah, the statutes that HaMashiach taught us. Because he abode in the mitzvah of Yahweh, didn't he? So his teaching came from the bosom because he is the bosom of Yah's truth. So this is how, don't tell me you love me with that damn trash. And I use that expression. Oh, I love you. I don't care what. Don't give me them lies. People say that to me. I just look at them because I know they don't know. I know it's just words. It's just filler words. He said, this is a sure sign. This is a sure sign. He said, by this we know that we love. By this, brothers, you know you love them. And now you know, not think, but I know. And they would say, I know that, I know that, I know that, I know. They had no other verbiage in their vernacular to say that I'm certain. By this, you know you love. You can't love no one unless you love Yah with all your life, your soul, mind, and strength. With these hypocrites, oh, sister, so I love you. So, oh, okay. Look at that mess. Hey, brother, I love you. Hey, how you doing? That fish bone, fish handshake, soft as marshmallows, filled with pork fat. Hallelujah. Sour as a can of kraut. Ain't no measure of sincerity there. Just some soft and spongy and fake. Don't take a word back. I won't turn back. Come too far, Yah. Hallelujah. By this now, by what? I'm telling you. By this we know that we, Ahava, we love the Binah, the children of Yahweh. When we love Yahweh, we know what it takes to love Yahweh because we keep the mitzvah of HaMashiach. What he taught us, we keep the teaching. And what he was saying, that what I teach you is life. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruah and they are life.
So we keep that and we shema his mitzvah. We keep the mitzvah of Yah. For this is the ahava, the love of Yah. Does it say that in your text? Does it say for this is a love? Does it say that for this is the love of Yahweh? Does it say that this is the love of Yahweh? Well, tell me, what is it, Yahweh, that we shema his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You can speak all you want to, liars. You take that and you smoke it in your damnable, sinful ways. For this is the love of Yah. I don't care. You can't add to that. For this is the hava of Yah. For this is the love of Yah. I don't care what you say out of your mouth. You can talk all you want to. Your words don't have no value. They mean nothing. For this is the love of Yah. I don't care what you say. Oh, I love you. You're a liar. I will know you love me because you keep the mitzvah of Yahweh. Because you love him and you keep his mitzvah. And you have shown your love toward him because you keep the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah is a light to you. So don't tell me you love me when you don't do what the simplicity of Scripture says. You can speak all that rosy, puffy stuff all you want to. It has no value at all. For this is. Not it could be. For this is the ahava of Yahweh. This is the love of Yahweh. This is the love of Yahweh. That we, is that plural form that? That we, are we, that we do what? Shama, keep his or your, his or the Baptist, his or the white man, his or the black man, or the Indian man, or the Yahweh man. He said you keep his commandments, not your traditions. Not white traditions, not black traditions, not Hebrews traditions. You keep his traditions. You keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Man, well, that's all right. I buy that all day long. They're not grievous. You grieve because you're keeping your own damnable laws. You grieve because you're walking in the rebelliousness of your flesh. For what Yah commands is not grievous. Is that heavy to think? As Sister Melissa said to me, to think as the tears rolled down her eyes, to think that Yah put it all down on me that I am one and that he is beyond expression. To think that he has written something in me and signed it by sealing a testimony of life, Yahshua, in me, and to have chosen that one to guard, to defend, to be a warrior, to observe, to take heed of my kingdom work in power. That says more than what $1 million could ever buy. We must know the love of Yah. It's not because you say you love him. Oh, I love him. You're a liar. You don't love him. See, you will see that by this will we know that we love the Bina of Yah. That we love him and we keep his mitzvah. When one doesn't keep the mitzvah of Yah, they have no love. Well, honey, I still love you regardless of what you say. You're a liar. I don't care what you say, mama, you're wrong. I don't care what you say, daddy, you're absolutely wrong. This is Yah's way, and it must be his way, and no other way. It cannot be any other way but Yahweh's way. We're trying to constitute our own ways, and that's what we're trying to do. We have made void the word of Yah by our own traditions. That's why there is no power today at all. No power to pray. No power to lay hands. No strength. I'm not talking about these superficial, these lying men of Simeon, of their Greek practice, of their witchcraft. I'm talking about where the profoundness of the miraculous power of Yah is in the midst. Because we're not a people that hear what Yah says. We can't comprehend what he says. We cannot, we do not shamak. We don't believe it's him speaking to us. This is Yah speaking. It's not me. It's Yah. Look at the second chapter of the same book. The second chapter, verse 4. These are the words that uttered out of Yah's mouth as the testimony of HaMashiach was vivid and alive in him. He says in Yah-Kahan, the first Yah-Kahan 2:4, he that says, I know him. Does not this whole house say that all the time? Oh, I know him, honey. I know that. That's all some of these old biddies can get up and say. Full of their sinfulness and their wickedness. Dressed like some Jezebel whore. Lusting.
the men full of hell and whoredom, the vile, seductive men. He that says, I know him. You that say you know him and Shammah and keep not his mitzvah. He is a what? He is a what? Now was Shatan a liar? Did he not abide in truth? He did not stand the truth, did he? So Yah says, the one that says he knows him. And you understand that's an affirmation. When one knows someone, that is because there's a great love there. When you say you know him, and you Shammah, you keep not his mitzvah, that's what he says, right? You keep not his commandment is a flat out liar. Well, my mama says she knows him, she's a liar. My grandmother, she's nice. I don't give a nigger what the rat's dung. And keep not his, he's a liar and what? And the truth is what? And the truth is not in him. You have your father, the devil. So one say that they know him, they love him, and they keep not his mitzvah, they're liars. And they don't have the truth in them. They don't have the truth. They don't have the witness of Yahshua. And you find that today, don't we? Yes, you do. It permeates the world today. Religion has took its toll on everything that Yah has spoken. So this is in the book. Is this simple to understand? Are these words simple to read? So can I add anything to that? If I do, I'm going to be found fighting against Yah. Well, that's not what he means when he say, keep my mitzvah. He means that you should love everybody. Well, he tells us how we will know we love the brothers and the brotherhood. That we love Yah first and we keep his mitzvah. We will know that we love Yah because his mitzvah teaches us how to deal with our brothers. His statutes shows us how to deal with our brothers and our sisters. Not because you gave someone a baked cake or some cookies. That's not love. The wicked do that. Do they not pull a gift out of their bosom to pervert the shoftim of Yah, judgment? They do it all the time. Hallelujah. It was something about the old traditions of, oh, their wicked sons and daughters. The old daughter was a whore. I don't care what she did. The old son was he made his money gambling and all of that. She will not take a nickel. She said, I don't want it. Don't send it to me. But this is a damnable wicked generation here. No, they will not. Old daddy will go out there in the field and hoe his cotton. Boy come up in his big Cadillac, he said, where you get it? He knew what he was doing. He knew it was had a whiskey house and a barn. Every kind of sinful thing that defiled the Torah of Yah. He said, don't leave your stuff here, boy. I don't want it. I don't want your money. And they wouldn't take it. Not this damnable generation. It's wicked. That's why their judgment is perverted. Well, I believe that God is going to save. God is not going to do nothing for the whore. The Jezebel's son, the vile thing he is. He's not doing anything for you. And they will not receive their gifts. They had that simple Torah in their lap. They will not accept it. They will not acknowledge them. Daughters went off and became singers and all that. They will not even crack the front door to go see them sing. Someone will come to them and say, listen at your daughter's record. They will become very furious. Say, look at your son. Look at him. He's traveling the world. The old daddy will become infuriated. He will say, he's not my son. Boy, turn his back on the Torah of Yah. He's not my, not this wicked generation. They have been partial to the Torah. This is my son, no, a true mama and a true daddy took the rebellious Jezebel, the sluttish boy, the gluttonous boy before the elders and say she's a little hard-headed heifer. You hide the damn sins and it has procured a curse in your home and your mind is diseased because you're full of pride. Now they did it the scripture way. They did it the way that Yahweh commanded. Bring the damn dog before the house of Israel. Tell their sins. You hide their sins. You cover their sins. You cover their wicked ways. You strengthen their sins. You support their sins. And that's what you do. Hallelujah. Don't intend to make no friends. That's all right. Hallelujah. They will receive their gifts. They will receive their offer. They will receive nothing from them. No, I don't want it. Hallelujah. They send it back. It's, I don't want it. But this is a cowardly, weak, corrupt generation. The men are cowardly and weak. The husbands are cowardly and weak. And also the wives. Hallelujah. Sister Robert, sister wrote her and said, if anything you need, you tell me. Well, she doesn't need anything from me. All that I need is in Yahshua. He satisfies.
Sure, he supplied. Life would be worthless without Yahshua. Everything, all things, all that I need in him, I find. Don't need anything from him. Don't need a judgment corrupted. See, I'm difficult with judgment anyway, like you too. So don't need to corrupt the judgment. So the wicked pull something out of their bosom. That's why your wicked kinfolks, you that receive the wicked gifts from your wicked kinfolks, that's all they do. You have no, you can't even judge them righteously. You're vile and full of hell. You can look funny, your eyes can twist out, don't make a nickel with the rats. This old preacher said, don't make me go off now, okay? They know you have nothing. I've been in 12 years, haven't gotten one gift, have I? But I got the gift. It's only mine. Don't even want you to give me gifts. Don't want no gifts. Don't need anything. I got my eyes set on the prize. See, I just got one purpose in life. Don't want to be rich. Don't want to be famous. Brother Paul Nissan asked me yesterday, he called. I certainly enjoyed the ruah of that brother. Have you thought about writing a book? No, I got one book that occupies my time. He says to me, Pastor Roberts, my next book, I'll have it done in 2 or 3 months. Will you write the 4 words for me? I said, certainly I'll do that, my brother. I'll do that. Because you stand on truth. And I will. Hallelujah. I will not compromise it. Not for Sister Roberts. Not even for you. And above all things, I won't do it for me because I want to enter into the presence of my Abba. Above all things. Hallelujah. So you that know him, you will shema his mitzvah. And if you do not, then you're a liar and the truth is not in you. The third chapter of Yochanan. I want to draw the conclusion as I draw closure on this. This Ahavav Yah, his true love, would please him. Our verbiage does not express the love of Yahweh. It doesn't. It says in 1 Yochanan 3:20. For if our love condemn us, Yahweh is greater than our love and knows all things. Beloved, if our love condemn us not, then we have confidence toward Yahweh for our advantage. Verse 22. And whosoever, and whatsoever, listen now, hear this, whatsoever we ask, we receive from him because we, what? Keep what? So you wonder what we ask and we don't receive. That's what he says. Does it say that? You can try to twist it all you want to. He says this, even if your heart condemns you, Yah is greater than your heart. That's why he put this thing in the inward parts of you. He says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive from him. Why? Because we shema, we keep his mitzvah, and do those things which what? Please him in his sight. We do the things that please him. And keeping his mitzvah please him. Allow the Torah to guide us, it pleases him. So how can one say that they love him and they please him when they don't keep his mitzvah? We must keep the instructions of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. I know what the world has done to our minds. I know what religion has done to us, Christianity. I know how it has corrupted us all. And we keep his mitzvah, whatever we ask, we will receive it. We've done a shoddy job doing that, haven't we? You might as well say, help me, Yah. You're not above this. I believe what this word says. Even if our hearts cannot understand that, because we have kept this mitzvah and we ask, we shall receive. I believe that. You can try to cause it to be allowed you want to. You can try to denounce it. It's all your own devastation. He means what he says. A brother wrote me from prison the other day. Brother Hargrove, and he says, Pastor Robert says one thing about the revelation of Yahweh. It is such a simplicity of revealing. He is our Abba. And he has revealed it in such simple form. It is so simple that even the arrogance of man's mind cannot understand it. And that's why we're trying to look for something and we think that challenge our intellect. What intellect? You have nothing. We're ignorant, we're sottish, we're stupefied, we're dumb. That's what we are. And to think of yourself more higher than that, you're going to fall, man, woman. Hallelujah. So, and whatsoever we ask, we receive from Yah, from him. Why? Look at this. Because we keep, we shamar his mitzvah, and we do those things which pleases him. That's why he does it for us. What parent? Come on, Brother Charles. Daughter needs shoes. She pleases you. What's right? Come on, make sure Lev delight to get her shoes. When you got a rebellious child, hard-headed, they need something, it does something to you. You don't want to do that. You really don't. I don't care what you say. It troubles you. Because you know they're unappreciative. They do not appreciate anything. When one pleases Yah, keep what he commands, then Yahweh knows that that one wants to please him. That one delights in Yahweh. That one takes great pleasure in Yah. Because he keeps his mitzvah. And whatever he asks, Daddy, I need that Abba. He says, yes, son. Come on, daughter. Our minds are so inundated with folly and sin and trivial pursuits that it's not pursuing the things of the kingdom. You love gossip and folly and foolishness, but we don't love the truth. This is simple. You don't have to add anything to it. All they want to do is do it and allow those ruah of this to abide in us. That's all. It's not complex. It's a simple. It's a simple word. Hallelujah. It's a simple word. It's easy. It is. And we can receive of him and whatever we ask for because we know we keep his mitzvah. We have a memoria. We have a standard that goes up before him and he says, that's all right. I like that. What do you want? Because he knows we're going to ask for those things that he has put in us. He has written in us. And we're not consumed with material things. We're consumed with the kingdom things and what pleases Yah. He reproves and warns the Levites here in Malachiah. Malachiah chapter 2 verse 5. And don't get sleepy on me. Refresh yourself. Allow the word to refresh you. He says here in Malachiah, because they have neglected the covenant, the breath of Yah. He says in Malachiah chapter 2 verse 5, he says, my breath, my covenant was with him. He's talking about Levi. And Hamashiach is this Kohen for the house of Yisrael. This is a metaphor of Hamashiach, and it is also a perfect description of Levi. He said, and my brit was with him of life and shalom, and I gave to them, to him, for the fear by which he feared me. Now, unless Yah gives us that fear, to Yirah, to fear him, we will never fear him. And he was in awe of my personality. What does it say that Malachi 2, 5, the last part? He was in awe or he was in what? Fear of my what? My what? His what? Yeshua says name. And yet these lying dogs, these preachers will use Malachi and talking about the tithes and the offerings and they will condemn the folks, will they not? And yet he said that Levi was in fear of my name. Did he not say that? And yet they will not teach the name. What is the name? But yet they will tell you, bring your tithes, bring your offerings. And this is in the same book, isn't it? Just a chapter after this, isn't it? Hallelujah. He says, in verse 6, he says, the Torah of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lip. He walked with me in shalom and equity, and did turn me away from iniquity. Now that was the strength of Levi, the priesthood of Yah. Did not Hamashiach do that?
This is the fulfillment in that body of his election, that in that one elected fulfilled it all. Why? Because he walked in all things to please Yah. Verse 7, for the Kohen's lips should keep knowledge, God. They should keep knowledge, and they shall seek the Torah at his mouth. For he is a messenger of Yahweh of hosts. But you have departed out of the way. We have departed out of the way. What is the way? The Torah. The teachings, the disciplines of Yah. You have caused many to stumble at what? At what? You have caused many to stumble at the Torah. And that's what Christendom has done. It has caused many to stumble at the Torah. He said, you have corrupted the covenant, the Brit, the covenant of Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible, you're despicable, you stink, and base before all the people. According as you have not shema, you have not kept my ways, but you have shown partiality in applying the Torah. You have been partial to the law, to the Torah. You have not spoken the truth of Torah. And you have been partial with Torah. As I made reference in the beginning, Eli was that way. He allowed his son Phinehas and his son Hophni to be partial and to pollute the daughters of Israel and to sin willfully. And Yah killed the dogs too, didn't he? And then he killed him as well. And that's what is happening today. The daughters, the sons of Dan, they are dead and in trespasses of sin. They're dead. The sins. Mamas and daddies, because they care more for them than they do the Torah of Yah. They do not seek the Torah at the mouth of Yah. And they become dead things. They look dead. They act dead. They have no life in them. They have no spirit of life in them at all. Period. They're not covering. They're coveting the sins of their vile ones. Who is my mother? Is my brother, my sister? They that hear the word of Yah, and they that do the will of Yah. Anyone else, they have no strength of kinship to me at all. Not my mama. And even when I was in Christendom, when I made that statement to my natural mother, it separated me from all of them. I said to her, who is my mother? I was just that bold and ignorant. Who is my brother? Who is my sister, is what Scripture says. They did hear the word of Yah, and they do his will. And if you don't do his will, you cannot hear. You are not my mother. You are not. I don't take it back, and if she was alive today, I will still tell her the same thing. She is not my Ima. I like the word Ima better than mother, because if you really search the word mother, you probably wouldn't use it. Hallelujah. So who is my Ima? Who is my brother? Who is my Ish? They that hear the word of Yah and do his will. That is who. Is either HaMashiach lied or he told the truth. And if he lied, he was of his daddy, the devil. So he told us the truth. That's the way of Yah. That's Yahweh's way. It's not man's way. They have been partial in applying the Torah. And every religion today will not apply the Torah. Even the ones they call themselves the Yahdim, they do not apply the Torah. Because if that's the case, where the atonement? That's what the Day of Atonement was. It was a day of great offering unto Yah. Sacrifices of bullocks and heifers and asses. Spotless. Yet they reject the renewed covenant of Israel. Yet where are their offerings? Now there are some now that are going back to that. But it's vain. It's vain. HaMashiach has made me free. Even the writings of Moshe, they were not bad. It was just that they had no life to them, and man could not see even the spiritual implications of that. So HaMashiach came to make it simple. He simplified it for us. And that's what he has done, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only ones that are going to keep the breath, the covenant of Yah, is true Israel. It says in Daniel, chapter 9, verse 4. I want to show you the only ones that Yah is going to keep his covenant with. And only these he's going to keep his covenant with. Only these, brothers and sisters. And we must keep his brit, his covenant. It says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. Daniel said, and I made tefillah, I made prayer to Yahweh, my Abba. And I made my confession and said, O sovereign Yahweh, the great and dreadful one, keeping Shema, does it say that? Yes. Shema, keeping the brit, the covenant, and mercy to them that what? No. To them that what? No. Now, is that the truth? He keep his brit, his covenant, his mercy with those that love him. Only those that love him. And to them, he keep his brit and his hasi to them that love him. And to them that shema or keep his what? That's all he keep his covenant with. That's why the woman is, this beast, this bohemian is angry. That's why it has risen up in the earth today. It's trying to identify Israel, the one that the covenant is with. I don't care what these folks are saying, brothers and sisters. He keep his covenant with those. He keep his brit with those. And his hasid, his mercy with them that love him. And we know what, if we love him, we keep this mitzvah. We shema his mitzvah. And to them that shema his mitzvah. That's who we keep covenant with. No one else. I don't care what your daddy says or your mama. I don't care how they say, oh, I love you. That don't mean nothing. It means nothing. It's either this is a lie, these scriptures I've read, and the simple form of them, they have no relevance, and your mama's religion is what is valuable. And if that is the most valuable thing, I will go mama's way. I will go daddy's way. I'm going this way. As far as my house and me, we're going this way. Hallelujah, we're going this way right here. And that is who you keep covenant with. Well, that's my daughter. He keep coming with those that love him. That Shema keep his mitzvah. He keep writ with them. He show his mercy to them. Only those. No one else. Hallelujah. And Daniel said, he said, we have sinned. What is sin? Sin is the transgression of Torah. Isn't that what scripture teaches us? For one transgress, one defied Torah, one has sinned. Not because one smoke or drink and all this, this child like these bylaws of the Baptists and the Methodists. Well, smoke, he's going to die. He's going to destroy the power of the bayit of Yah. So it's wrong to do it. Don't give you permission to do that, my brother, sister. It's a vile thing of stench. He said, we have sinned. We don't say that, do we? We should confess our faults one unto another. He said, we have sinned and have committed iniquity. We have become lawlessness. We have become Torahlessness. And we have done wickedly. We have done criminally. We have acted like criminals and have rebelled. We have allowed the witchcraft spirit to consume us. Even by what? Even by what? Even by what? By departing, by refusing your commandments, your mitzvah, your precepts, and from your tzaddikah mishpatim. We departed from that. We don't have no righteous judgment. We don't want nobody to judge us. We don't want our sins to be exposed. We don't want our lying ways to be reprimanded. So you departed. We've departed. We've departed from him. Sure we have. We've departed from keeping his mitzvah, his commandments, his precepts, his statutes, his order. He says, neither have we listened, neither have we shamak to your servant, the Nabi, the leaders, the prophets, those men that had the oracles of Yah. You don't listen to them, do you? You don't want to listen to them. Is that what it says? Now that we listen to your servant, the Nabi, which spoke in your name, and I speak in his name. I speak in them. He's spoken in your name to our kings, Meleshim, our kings, our princes, our noble ones, to our Avat, and to some of the people,
And to all the people of the land, I declare that name to King Bush. I declare that name to Noble Sanford, Governor. I declare that name to all people, the name of Yahweh. The only name. I declare that. So your mama's God is a dog. Your daddy's God. Your children's gods are dogs. And the God of your belly is a dog. That's why it eats and it complains like a dog. Don't have to say hallelujah. You don't have to say all mine. I agree with you, preacher. It makes no difference. I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. You don't have some kind of a frisky boy or kid here. No, you don't. Does that make sense, Elder Martin? It is the truth. I'm going to close out here. I'm going to close with something what Evangelist Horn would always remind us of. So I'm going to show you the conclusion of all this. But I want you to hear this in Sirach. It says this in Sirach 1:26. Evangelist Horn used to talk about this a lot too. He used to say this. If any man desire wisdom, let him ask. See, we must keep his mitzvah, who Yahweh give to every man liberally and upbraideth not. But this is what it says in Sirach 1:26. It says, if you desire wisdom, you want wisdom? How many of y'all want wisdom? Now I'm going to look. Can I see your hand? Who all want wisdom? If you don't want wisdom, don't raise your hand. But this is what it says in Sirach. If you desire wisdom, shema, keep the mitzvah. That's the mind of Yah. Did HaMashiach have the mind of Yah? We think of this mind as some kind of little bubbly thing that just bubble around in our minds. And no, that's the mind of Yah, keeping his statutes, his mitzvah, his commands. If you desire wisdom, let him shema the mitzvah, and Yahweh will supply it to you. He will give you all you need. But you got to keep his mitzvah. You got to keep what Torah teaches us. We don't keep that. We keep trash. We don't keep what Yah commands us and speaks unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They that forsake the Torah praise the wicked, but such as keep the Torah contend with them. Those that forsake Torah, they will bless the wicked. They will praise them. They will heap praises upon them. Oh, well, that's my dad. Well, that's my daughter. You know, she's doing so well. She got her PhD and all. They will praise the wicked. But those that keep the Torah, they will contend. They say, what a vile thing. What a stench in the nostrils of Yah. You can see the hubris mindset emanate from that vile thing. Oh, that's my son. He plays basketball for the college. Oh, I'm so proud of him. They're vile. They're raising their children for the fire of the world. They raise them to be football players, basketball, academic. They don't raise them to love Yah. It's sad. They take pride in that. My daughter she's an academic All-America. I would take great delight for my son to be as ignorant and could not spell. But he had the power of this in his love. And he loved Yah. I'd rather have that than the finest, what the world called the finest, hoist daughters in the world. I'd rather have a daughter that wants to be simple and love Yah above all things. Hallelujah. The wisdom of Yahweh is more profound than the teaching of the world. There's nothing that the world teaches you can compare to the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. So if any man desire wisdom, let him keep the mitzvah of Yah. And Yahweh will supply the wisdom. He will. If we make our tefillah before him, ask anything, he will grant it. Because we love him and we keep his mitzvah. Because we have not kept it. Because we've been superficial and shallow. Oh, I love you, liar. Quit saying it. You don't even know what it is. You're just repeating words. They're vain and empty. You think it has to do with your feelings. And then you turn and did not Yehuda said he loved HaMashiach? Did he betray him? Hallelujah. You betray us. You turn your back. You didn't even have enough friendship in you to be friends. Wounded in the house of a friend. Friends wound. Hallelujah. Friends even fight. Hallelujah. No friend hold a begrudging spirit against one. Hallelujah.
And they don't retain things either. Is Hamashiach our friend? Then he doesn't retain our sins either. He forgive us and cleanse us of all of our sins. So don't give me your wickedness. Don't come to me with a shallow mess. Your words mean nothing. I judge everything according to the book. He said they've been partial towards the Torah and Mishpatim. And people don't like, well, but no, I judge every situation. I do. Hallelujah. And I will do that continuously. Here's these two last verses. I'm going to read from Devarim, Deuteronomy. Listen. Devarim 4:40. Hallelujah. This is the reward unto you, Israel, if you do this. If we obey Yah. Look at this. He says, you shall shema, therefore, Yahweh's statutes and his mitzvah, which I command you this day. For what reason? That it may go well with you and with your children, your binah, after you. And that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which Yahweh your Abba gives you. For how long? Forever. See, we keep the mitzvah of Yah and do what he commands us to do. The statutes. It will go well with us. And the reason it doesn't go well with us is because we don't do that. That's why our lives are in a mess. Our minds are perplexed. He said, not all that, but I will store upon your children the fabrics that are cursed generation after generation. The mother was a Jezebel, the son was a drawcutter, one was a prison house jailbird, and their children, their seed, I see it, and my own natural biological offsprings, I see it. Drunkards and whoremongers and baby producers, they were birthed at Bastardom, and they're producing babies out of Bastardom. And nobody want to call it what it is. They were not birthed under the auspices of the institution of Yah. I don't care what you say, how you want to address it, they're just what they are. Period. And because we have not kept the mitzvah of Yah, he said, if you do what I tell you, it will go well with you. And not only that, he said, and with your children after you. Why? Because you have brought them up in the commands, the statutes of Yah. You bring them up in rebelliousness. You permit. You are permissive with their damnable, wicked ways. You cater to their sins and their rejection. That's what you do. We cannot be partial to the Torah. We cannot be partial to Yah's instruction. We must obey them. And because we have been partial, if you had done what was right, you wouldn't have even seen a strength in your home and even a power of restitution among even your youngest. Yah cannot lie. You do that, he says what he, his word is his bond. You are the liar, not Yahweh. You are the liar. And they are misfits because you did not do what Yah said. Period. No one else fault. No one taught your damnable sons and daughters to be rebellious. You taught them. Their own rebellion is, yes, you taught them. You rebel against Yah. You bring that spirit into your home. You taught them. Hallelujah. That's it. You can't blame that on no one. You can't blame nobody, the condition of your son or no one. Your daughter, you can't blame it. It's you. Just take responsibility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How much did he take responsibility? He said, all that you have given me, I've lost only one. Just one. The son of perdition. Did he not say that? Yes. I've lost none except the son of perdition. And we're such a cowardly, weak people. No strength. That's why when opposition comes to us, we can't pray. We're weak. That's why. That's why when we're in a battle, even like we're in now, we don't know what to do. You're afraid. That's why someone like little Jayla, you don't know how to get and pray before Yah. You got time to sleep on your lazy. And I say it that way. I would say it the other way. You have no energy for nothing but sleeping and eating. Being a gluttonous thing. I don't take one word back. Come on, challenge me then. Come on. Come on. Got time for folly and frivolity? When it comes time to bending your knees, you ain't got time for that. We have no time for it. You don't even think on it. Because she's not your biological one. You fools. And I say it that way. Doesn't trouble your heart. Hallelujah. I know what I'm saying. whether you concur or not. I'm not that way. You're a liar. That's you. That's why you're defending you.
Yeah, show us what's in our lives. Thank you, my sister, Toda. Preacher, make it plain, and I do. Challenge everything within us. That's what preaching is for. It's so foolish, but it challenges everything in you. And that's what I do. Because I'm led by the Ruach of Yah. I want to close with this, that Evangel Horn would always, I'm going to quote it as it is in the book. I can't quote it, but I'm going to read it. It's in the book of Kohete, Ecclesiastes 12:13. He says, let us shamak, let us hear the conclusion of some other matter. The whole, if it's the whole, there's nothing left, is it? Do you all hear me? Let us hear the conclusion. This is the preacher now. Ecclesiastica. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh, Yirah Yahweh. Fear him and keep his mitzvah. For this is the whole duty of Adam. That's it. That's the whole duty of man. Fear Yah and keep his mitzvah. Let us hear the conclusion of the message. That's it. That's the conclusion. To fear him and keep his mitzvah. For if you say you love him and keep not his mitzvah, you're a liar. And you're of your father, the devil. And the truth is not in you. May Yah bless you. May He enrich you all. Pray that His strength rest upon you all. Hallelujah. May He bless you all that are listening. Brother Dale, Sister Celeste, may He strengthen you all. I do want to anoint the people today with oil. Come on, Brother Patrick, pray for me. Hallelujah. You come from this side, and you all come. I just want to anoint you with oil. Just come. Hallelujah. As I anoint you with oil, you return to your seat. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on, just line up. Just come on. Yahshua, lift your hands. Yahshua's mighty name. Ah, yes. In the name of Yahshua, Lord, you. For Yah's purpose. Ah, yes. In the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. In Yahshua's name. Ah, yes. In the name of Yahshua. In the name of the power of Yahshua. Hallelujah. In Yahshua's mighty name. In the name of Yahshua, the Lamb. In the name of Yahshua, yes. Yahshua keeper, yes. I anoint you in Yahshua's name. Ah, yes. In the name of Yahshua. Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. With all in Yahshua's mighty name. Lift your hands and say, Toda Yah, in the name of Yahshua. In the name of Yahshua, come on. Ah, yes. Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Ah, in the name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Yahshua's mighty name. The oil of refreshing. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahshua. Refreshing all of Yahshua. Mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Refreshing of our Abba in Yahshua's name. Refreshing of Yah in Yahshua's name. The healing refreshing of Yah in Yahshua's name. In the name of Yahshua, hallelujah. For the all of gladness in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Yahshua, hallelujah. Yahweh. For the strength of Abba in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. The name of Yahshua. Yahshua's mighty name, hallelujah. Ah, yes, Yahshua's name. Oh, yes, in the name of Yahshua. Yahweh strengthen Yahshua's name. Yahweh strengthen Yahshua's name. In the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. In the name of Yahshua. In the name of Yahshua. Ah, Yah, Yahshua's mighty name. For the name of Yahshua and Yahweh. Hallelujah. In the
name of Yeshua. Oh, yes, to healing. Yeshua's mighty name, yeah. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Our Abba in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. For without His presence, without the assurance of Almighty Yahweh, we have nothing. And He must assure Israel above all things. And the only way is going to be by the rod of correction. He has to. He must correct us. We are wayward people. We have gone astray. We are partial. For He teaches us. We get upset. We form an attitude. And yet with the world we don't do that. It teaches us rebelliousness and we obey it. We love it. When Yah speaks to us, a defense and a wall, a partition. It cannot be. For this day you heard the simplicity of His truth. You cannot harden your heart. Because in doing that you procured death and separation in your house. And that is the truth. He gave Israel chances and they still fell. He gave Shaul what? Two chances. And the third, when he failed, he rebelled. That's it. And he was only spared because of the Nabi. David, his sins procured death unto his home. And the same thing with us. We must obey him. We must adhere to his commandments. For his mizvah, his truth, was inspired by him. It came from him. That's why HaMashiach said, proceed from Him. And the word came from Yah. You cannot reject it. So we keep His mizvah, His truth. We can ask anything in His name, and it shall be done. May Yah bless you all today, you that are listening. Wherever you're listening from, may His strength rest upon you, our friends and brothers and sisters. Wherever you are, in every place, we bless you all for the nice fellowship today. We pray that Yah bless you all, Brother Paul, Nissan, all of you all, Brother Marta, Brother Henry, everyone, wherever you're listening from, Brother Jerome James, precious brother, invited us to come to his home, and there were some brothers that came up from Austin, Texas. There were those that called me that wanted to come, and I did not want to intrude in his home that way and just have a gathering that way, which he has a large home. He has 7 bedrooms in the house. It's a tremendous, gigantuous of a thing. It's a huge home that he has. The community is just, I wouldn't want to live there. I was walking down the dusty road today as I went to the mailbox and I said, Yah, I bless you for the sand trail. I looked at the trees, even though many will not produce fruit this year. That's all right. I bless it for the simplicity. Got one little small bedroom. That's enough. There ain't nothing else. He has a tremendous home and all of those things. May Yah bless him for the warmth of his home, Brother James. And certainly for the hospitality of his wife. She was very kind to us. And we do bless Yah for that. And Brother Marta and Brother Henry, they drove up from Austin with their families. And we simply had service in his home there. There were others that wanted to be there. I simply did not respond. But you brothers that wanted to be there, one day Yah's will, we will meet you all there in Dallas and New Orleans, because I believe that he wants me to go to New Orleans and preach there. I may take all of us on that trip. We may have our bus then. We go down to New Orleans and have a service down there. Yah's will. I know that's where he wants me to go. We're going to go down there. There's an assembly there in Independence, Louisiana, that every time I go somewhere, the people come from that assembly. They don't tell the pastor they're coming. They just leave and come. Maybe. And they say he talks about me all the time. That preacher then, Jefferson. But he won't contact me. I've contacted him, brothers and sisters. He won't contact me. I've contacted him several times. He won't even respond back to me. I hope he's listening today. I know he's not, but hopefully he is. The brother will not contact me. Hallelujah. I will say this before I close. I did hear from, I don't know if he's a pastor or a bishop, out there in Johnson, Kansas. He wrote me the other day, well, you know, our newsletter. But I will write him maybe tomorrow I will write the bishop. I read some of his writing, and it's very sound, really profoundly sound, strong, deliberate stuff. I like what he says. I really do. It's an elder-looking man, white hair and white beard and everything. So may Yah bless that situation. Yah bless you. I'll be encouraged. Let us stand to our feet. We're going to sing our song, and I do want to pray for Brother Dale, Sister Celeste, Jayla. You that are gathering in your homes today, come on and sing with us. Hallelujah. For let there be Yah's love in our lab. Come on, Brother Patrick.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be a love in our love. May not your love.
Come on, grab your neighbor's hand. Come on.
So let there be a hava shed among us. Let there be a hava in our love. May not your hava sweet as calls us Yahweh.
Look in your neighbor's eyes.
So let there be a hava shed among us. Let there be a hava in our love. May now your hava sweetness comes us Yahweh.
Come on, one more time.
So let there be a hava shed among us. Let there be a hava in our love. Be now your hava sweet as thou. Calls us Yahweh. So let me have shed among us. Let me be a hover.
For the excellence of your power and your truth, you pray, Almighty Yah, that every love has been convicted. You will show us everything that is in us that is not according to your will, that we may walk in the strength of your truth and the Sadiqa of your Sadiqa. So help us all today, I pray, and watch over us. As we do pray for Brother Del Rainey and his wife, and Sister Jayla,
For Yahoo do we trust but you. For the tears of agony, as we sense, and I do, Yah, as the tears of great heaviness upon Brother Dale and Sister Celeste, Sister Dot, Yah, just move mightily, Yah. For your hand, your shoe, the right hand is the healing of Israel. Let the testimony of this young man, his wife, come up before you, Yah. Move mightily upon little Jayla, the healing hand. She never mutters a complaint. Everything is always well, Yah. We need your hand to move, Yahweh. There's nothing we can do but offer up to feel on to you. So help us, Yah. Help us in this situation. We need you to, Yah. Make the excellence of your name and your power known upon this small gathering of the remnant of the seed, joined with the remnant throughout the nations of the world. We pray that with all our listeners, bless and strengthen them all today. Encourage each heart and heal each home. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.